Chicago alderman blasts dangerous conditions in mayor's designated shelters for illegals. By Warner Todd Houston on July 19, 2023. Chicago's 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley has sent a letter to City Hall warning progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson of the dangerous conditions in his shelters for illegal border crossers, including open drug use, prostitution, human waste, and other serious problems. Riley's focus was on the shelter at the Inn of Chicago, a hotel located at 162E Ontario that former Mayor Lori Lightfoot designated a shelter for illegal aliens. The entire hotel was shut down and is now used solely for illegals, with all costs billed to City Hall. I'm writing to share the concerns my office receives daily regarding new arrivals living at the Inn of Chicago, IOC, located at 162 East Ohio Street, Ald. Brandon Riley wrote in his June 29 letter. Riley's Chicago ward covers most of the near north side in Chicago's downtown area, including the Loop, the Gold Coast, River North, New East Side, and most of the shops and areas for tourism in the Windy City. The alderman went on to note that constituents and local business owners around the hotel are reporting some dangerous conditions inside the hotel that are spilling out into the surrounding area. Riley warns that his voters are expressing concerns about migrants loitering, littering, illegally parking their vehicles, and leaving human waste on the sidewalks near the hotel. The alderman also noted that residents are reporting that illegals have been seen selling narcotics and engaging in lewd activity, including possible prostitution in and around the location. There was also a fight in the street among a large number of illegals that ended up in police action on June 26, Riley noted. My office has reported these health and public safety concerns to both former Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office and your administration several times. Unfortunately, nothing has changed, Riley continued in his letter. Riley asked for the city to send representatives of the Chicago Police Department, Family Services, and Streets and Sanitation to assess the situation and make remedies. I am sympathetic to the new arrivals' situation and support Chicago being a welcoming city. However, these are serious concerns that need to be addressed immediately, Riley concluded. While this particular issue was created by the past mayor, recently elected Mayor Johnson has simply continued down the same path. Indeed, Johnson has taken heat from voters for designating even more Chicago locations as shelters for illegals, even in the face of complaints from residents. At the end of May, Johnson settled more than 300 border crossers at Wilbur Wright College despite the objections of residents. Last month he turned the city's Richard J. Daley College into a shelter where around 400 border crossers and illegal aliens were sent. However, some illegals were removed from a Chicago police station where they were sent to shelter after officers were accused of sexually molesting at least one teen girl. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.